The plight of farmers in need of farm labor is receiving attention as the Unleashing the Blue Economy in the Caribbean, UBEC project, through its Contingent Emergency Response Component, CERC, continues to make strides in increasing capacity within the agriculture sector by launching the Farm Labor Support Program. The Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, in collaboration with the UBEC project, has officially commenced a Farm Labor Support Program running from June to December 2024, aiming to equip a cadre of laborers with practical training in essential farming techniques. The program's core focus is to expose laborers to standardized methods of land preparation, planting, pruning, harvesting, and the safe application of chemicals. Emphasis will also be placed on personal and environmental safety as integral components of the training. Project manager of the UBEC project, Shermaine Clausel, highlighted the program's objectives, stating that by the end of the program, farmers should have a reliable pool of laborers with both general and specialized skills. While we can make investments in fertilizers, water tanks, agricultural lime, potting bags, seedlings, ground covers, and many other inputs, the truth is that if our farmers do not have farm labor support, these investments would mean nothing and will not result in increased production or sustained progress towards greater food security. The Farm Labor Support Program is expected to make substantial contributions to farms across the island, augmenting their outputs and enhancing the sector's overall resilience. Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, Honorable Alfred Prosper, is hopeful that this initiative will foster greater cooperation between farmers, trained laborers, as well as extension officers, ultimately leading to a more robust agricultural industry. Upon commencing my tenure as Minister for Agriculture, one of the most frequently voiced challenges by the farmers was the unavailability of a consistent supply of labor. In fact, many firmly believe that we must look to external sources of labor. The government of St. Lucia has opted to first provide our people with the opportunity to supply their services and to provide employment to those who are willing and able. Providing training in modern farming techniques and safety practices to address the shortage of skilled laborers, the UBEC project's Farm Labor Support Program stands as a testament to the government's dedication to empowering the agricultural workforce and enhancing the sector's sustainability.